This is Audio Boom Ultimate Radio Experience, Mark Fielding Stag Do Part 3.
Hey, right.
Thank you, we got one response.
Yeah, right. Well, the rest of all goes to the bar all the time.
We are very wet and it's not because of women. It's all because of the rain, we are fucking soaked.
We've changed pubs.
We're now in Wetherspoons near...
Near Piccadilly.
Near Piccadilly somewhere.
We're going to bundle you on a train.
You think it's called the Piccadilly, you're going to bundle me on a train, that'd be not nice. It'd be soggy as fuck. We're waiting for the beers to be brought in.
We're having another Einstein again.
Okay, Einstein the go-go.
That will do very nicely.
Ben, you're having another cider. Right. Actually, Ben,
yeah.
Where are these toilets?
Not far.
Toilet time.
They've got Einstein on again in here.
Yes, please.
Do you want me to take it, Dad?
It's been ordered.
Do you want me to take it?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Your dad needs a slash.
Give him a minute.
Right. Mr. Plumpton.
Yes.
So, although not married, what would you offer Mark as a as a tip for
piece
his
of
married
advice?
Life?
Run.
It's a simple world for Mr. Plumpton.
Run for the hills.
It'll cost you less. Is that what you're saying? Who are we left with then? Just you, me, and Mr. Bev.
Yeah.
God, I'm wet.
Scarpered,
I'm wetter than a nun's crutch.
Ready for a drink?
Definitely, I didn't expect to walk that far this night.
Absolutely.
Audio Boom Part 3.
Just taking a fucking bollard right in the pit of my stomach.
Did
down
you?
There.
And on the way out, this is a part of Mr. Plumpton's injured his stomach. Right, on the way out of the dentist the other day, because they're, you know, those posts with the buttons on to open the doors?
Oh, yeah.
They weren't working, but I nearly got it in the bollocks.
Oh.
And the lady sort of just about stopped me. She went, "Oh, that could have been nasty."
Ooh, yeah, good luck. Me. Yeah, love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Ian Bevy on Northern Rail. He loves Northern Rail, does Ian Bevy?
Fuck, do I? Fucking Northern Rail. Bloody hell.
Tell us about it.
Shite out.
Shite.
Shite.
Bag of shite.
Bag of shite.
So what time will you get back to Nottingham tonight?
I'll be in Nottingham for 12:30-ish.
Back home for
1 o'clock, yeah, they're about a hell of a lot cheaper than the hotel.
Right, that is true.
Ladies and gentlemen, the hotels in Manchester are fucking expensive.
£130 a night.
And is that with or without breakfast?
Without.
Steve. That's without breakfast, ladies and gentlemen. That's not cheap. We're just getting the sixth round in after a long walk, which we didn't expect and we won't want to do again. We will be back in a little while.
It's fucking wet out there.
That is very wet, isn't it? Yes, we'll be back.
I forgot to bring my cap. I needed it.
There's a lot of activity on WhatsApp at the moment.
Is it?
I've got about 11 messages.
It's been to the wedding.
No, not think so.
To where?
I'm beginning to think about leaving Questaro.
For the wedding?
Yeah.
Is Johnson not coming?
Don't think so.
Getting married then?
Oh no, we've got audio, we've been stuck on the phone, I think.
We're making Evans and Dixie.
Gavin just asked me for some advice for you for the wedding.
Right, okay.
And I said, run for the hill.
Oh, you see now.
It's all traditional stuff, really.
So this is Audio Boom Part 3, drinks arriving.
I quite fancy a second stag.
Right, drinks arriving.
Right. Actually, Gav, you can have that one.
All right, thank you, fella. What's that?
Spitfire.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Right,
there you go, Mark.
Who's that? Couldn't we do takeaway and buy a load of beer in?
There you go.
Cheers.
Yes. Of course we can.
There's your
of course we can. We can do it.
Get rid of that one. Cheers.
No, we'll buy a load of beer in,
innit? Well, of course we can. If you want to do beers in and takeaway and bevy on air, we can easily do that. Of course we can.
To be honest, mate, I thought that's what we were doing anyway.
Tosh,
what's that?
Can you put that down somewhere?
It's up to Bevy. I mean, if you see what you can do, Bev, we're on Audio Boom.
I'd have to talk to them, mate.
We're just trying to sort second stag do next weekend, ladies and gentlemen.
I'd have to talk to my good lady.
Good lady.
I thought that's what we were doing anyway, sorry.
No, the original plan was that we were going to do the show and head straight to the Bread and Bitter for a night out. But if Bevy is going to be rocking up and doing the show, it might end up an in night. But we'll see.
We're going to get just as pissed at yours.
Yes, and cheaper.
And cheaper.
Would it piss you all off if I did it?
No!
Not remotely, mate. To be honest, fella, I thought that's what we were going to do anyway.
No,
because Sharon asked me.
All I said, it was like I say, it's going to be airbeds and settees.
Yeah.
I'd just have to get used to the Gav system, that's all.
I can show you it.
2 seconds. Yeah.
No, because Sharon was asking me, she said, right, what are you lads going to do for stag party?
Mr. Peake and taxi up.
I think it's going to be booze it, dabs it.
I'll have to get over for one o'clock and go back sort of 8 or 9 o'clock or something. We'll have a look and see what you think, fella.
Yeah.
She'll be happy with it.
So, Audio Boom, are we having a good night?
We're having a cracking night. Brilliant.
I could do with it being a little less damp.
Well, yeah. I'm going to have a fag actually in a minute.
Yeah,
just a
bit.
Yeah, inside hand out.
Yeah.
Like another crutch. Spitfires. How come this place did Spitfire and the other didn't?
I don't know. They vary.
I thought Spitfire was sort of the ale they did everywhere.
No, God no. I wish they did.
Most of nearly all the Weatherspoons in Nottingham do Spitfire.
Well, they used to do Spitfire in Wisbeach, but they basically kind of canned it. It's a great part. I love Spitfire.
I do. I know it's quite strong, like, but it's still a good beer.
It's only about 4.8,
isn't it?
No, 4.8.
I thought it was 4.8.
Can I just say, without sounding too weird, the Willys was quite nice, actually.
No, I quite enjoyed the Willys as well.
Yeah, that was nice pint, actually, yeah. It was. We like Willys.
What was that fucking shit one? I can't even remember.
Oh, was that fucking...
It wasn't the Einstein.
It was that guest one that we had in...
Deansgate.
I don't know what it was called. Because you said when you came back with it, you said you forgot what it was called.
Yeah. It was a bit shit. Mark didn't want it.
What shit?
No, we're on about...
That guest alien with the last Weatherspoons.
Don't do guest alien.
They do.
No, I don't.
I know you don't, but Weathers do. Looks eight. Right, now.
So, Mr. Tosh.
What's that, mate?
What marriage guidance are you going to give Mr. Fielding this time, then?
Right, marriage guidance, mate. Okay, don't fuck it up.
Twice in a night.
Say that again?
Don't fuck it up.
Mr. Peel. Mr. Peel.
Mate, I've never been married in my life.
You're very soft spoken.
Right, and you're giving marriage guidance.
Well, I was asked.
What would you give Mark?
Two points of marriage guidance has been given.
As guidance,
to Dad
what would you give Mark?
First one's for me. Healy, I've never been married.
Been your lady
I said, don't fuck it up.
Wait, wait.
You, I've never been married.
Joel.
You said, don't fuck it up.
You're never married.
What?
But even so, never married. What would you give him as an advice?
Don't fuck it up.
Keep your gob shut.
Absolutely fair.
Right, Peter.
Pretty good.
Right, hang on.
I think we can drink to that.
Hang on, whoa.
Whoa.
I think we can drink to that.
Hit the pause, but Peely, you've known me longer than...
Go back a bit, because we're near the food bit.
Oh, sorry, food bit.
I know it's difficult.
You've known me longer than anybody else in this group, right?
Yeah.
Is that going to work?
No.
Hand fire though.
Right,
what I would say to that is that, yeah, Peely might know, I've known you longer.
Ben.
But is that Kerry, is she the sort of woman that is just going to put up with somebody who is she a doormat?
No.
Not remotely.
Fucking is it?
Right.
That's almighty no fucking hell no.
She's like... She's as mouthy as it.
The thing is, right, mine and Kerry's relationship comes with the hashtag stop being a twat, right?
Hashtag stop being a twat.
Hang on, where's Ben? Ben, you've been very quiet. What advice would you give your dad?
Right.
Don't fuck it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't fuck it up.
No, seriously,
best.
On your own words.
Yeah.
On your own words.
Ben's words.
As long as you take us regularly on trips to the Pleasure Beach, then I'm all right.
There you go. You can't ask for that.
Not self-centred at all.
Right.
Actually, Ben. Ben Fielding.
There's a wise young man. We're handing out advice to Mark.
Right, Mark.
Whoa.
Actually, last of all, Mark, what advice